That all starts with believing, amen? Hallelujah. That's the first thing we got to do is believe what we're being taught in here. Hallelujah.
Wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here. That mountains still move and demons still flee. But the God that we serve, He is much more than able, yeah. So don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. No, don't be afraid to stand up and say, I dare to believe. Yeah.
Want to say this. Did you notice how different it was? Shirley and I both were thinking the same thing in our spirit, and I told her this morning that I realized what I was feeling. We came out here and we started doing things and we started cleaning and we started straightening it up and putting together. And you know what happens sometimes when you lose a loved one and you're grieving, and what you do is you don't eat right, you don't even clean up, you don't want to do anything. And I felt like that spirit, and when we started cleaning out and getting rid of the clutter and the things that had, I felt like God saying, get ready. Grieving is over. Amen, Pastor Shirley? Grieving is over. Listen, you can't sit around thinking about wonder where or why or what or what they're doing. You got to move on and say, God. And there's a song out, and I don't mean to take time, Carlo. But there's a song out that I like it. It's called These Simple Moments Change the World. And sometimes you get so focused on a big dream that you don't take time out for the little things that are really going to change the world. One person at a time that we touch, that we smile at, that we call, that we send a card just simply to say, we love you.
Amen.
We miss you. That simple touch could change that person's world that day. And who knows?
I was already stirred up before you get the microphone. But, you know, it. You walked in this morning, you thought, wow, look. And you know what I'm just sorry for? That the other half of the congregation didn't make it this morning. I know several of them have a reason for being where they are, but we got some calls saying they wouldn't be here, but I just wish they could have been here and started out with our new beginning. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I want to share this with y'all before we go any further. It's sad how many people that are in the United States that do not know the Lord. It is really sad. And half of the fact is because they've never been introduced. The other half is because they just don't want to. And it's really sad. But you know what? The Bible say that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. Amen? Ain't that the truth? So therefore, somewhere down the line, they're going to run across the Lord. They're going to have a chance. They're going to have a chance to say yes or no.
I just want to say, it's in human nature a lot of times for people to say they want help with the problem and they want you to solve it. They really don't want you to solve their problem, because then they can't complain and say, well, let me tell you what's happening to me. Look how bad this is. Well, the Lord's answer to everybody's problem, and they don't want to hear, well, here's your solution, and because they're comfortable where they are, and it's hard to break that comfort zone, see. It's just like when you exercise or anything else, there's no pain, no gain type thing. Well, if it's easy, then you're comfortable where you are. You don't want to make that change. And the changes happen a little bits at a time. Just like you do decisions, you make a small decision here and there, you end up someplace totally different than where you were. You change the set of the sail. You change the direction you're going in the destination.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fact. That is fact. Amen. Amen. But you know what else I have discovered? I know that by me saying every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, that people are going to get an opportunity to stand before the Maker. And they're going to get an opportunity to say, yes, Lord, well, I don't want to know you. They're going to have that opportunity. But the God I serve is a loving God. Amen. You know, he is for us. We are created in his image. And therefore, we shall obey and we shall send up our praises unto God. It's awful, the state of our country. It's awful that they've taken prayer away from schools. And it's awful that they've bound hands of teachers. Because those three things right there has hurt this country immensely. They took a paddle out of the teacher's hand. That's another thing. But I believe that in the end, it will work out. Regardless to what we go through. And that's the key word, go through. We're going to get to the glory land, amen? And that's the whole thing, amen? Hallelujah. Go ahead.
The whole earth sings.
Yes, we sing.
of your name. The glory of your name.
Hallelujah. Praise
Church.
God. Praise you, Jesus.
Right here,
hallelujah.
Let's do this again. Let's do hallelujah. This again. Say, holy is
the Lord.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
Yes, we sing holy.
Holy is the
It amazes me that this church right here is still known as the praying church. I walked in the door of Walmart. I went to I was going to get me some chicken wings. I'm a chicken wing eater. I like them things. But anyway, one of the ladies that worked behind it, she come from around the corner and she recognized who I was and she stopped. She put her little stuff down, and she walked over, and she said, Ricardo, she said, I need you and your church to pray for my brother. And she began to tell me about how he's fighting cancer and all this good stuff, and she looked at me and big tears in her eyes. She said, you make sure you and your church pray for my brother. That's awesome. Amen. That is totally awesome. And that's not the only thing. I walked in there one day, and this lady, she was one of the greeters. And she saw who I was, and she come grab me. She grabbed me by the arm. She said, come here, let me talk to you. And we had a conversation about a kid. We prayed for this child. That's amazing. Amen. That's amazing. Amen. So what I'm trying to say is don't lose hope in where you're at.
Amen.
Because we have it going on in here.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because our prayers get answered.
Amen.
Because we believe in what we're doing here. We send them up, and God sends down blessings. Amen.
Yeah.
No matter what we're going through, we'll Amen. Make it. Woo. We'll be just fine. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God. Oh. For what? For that? Okay. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we honor that request.
Yes, Lord.
And we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus
Hallelujah.
For that brother. I pray, first of all, Father God, that he knows you.
Yes, Jesus.
That his heart is right and his spirit's right. And, Lord, I pray for the word of faith to come
yes,
to him.
Lord,
to stay and say, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
rise
Jesus.
Up and walk. That cancer is cursed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And, Father God, I thank
you
for your power flowing through him.
Yes,
from
I
the
do,
top
Lord.
Of his body to the tips of his toes. And,
yes,
Father God, that you know his name.
Yes.
And that you call his name.
Hallelujah.
And you call him to health and healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God.
Woo. I'm going to say this right here, too. I'm going to say this right here, too. And I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds, but I just feel led to say this. No matter who's left here, they're still covered. The blood of Jesus goes farther than the doors of this building. Because see, church is right here. Our church is right here. And no matter what, outside these walls, whoever's out there that you might think will struggle from it, God's got this. He's got all of this. Amen. So yet don't let it worry you. Moms and dads, aunts and uncles, don't let it worry you. God is good no matter where you're at.
Amen.
Because one thing about it, I do know. We believe. And if people have left here, they have been taught to believe.
Amen.
I can open this music folder and show you song after song after song. I believe, I believe, I believe.
Amen.
One right after the other. So it's all good.
Amen.
You know, a lot of it is us. We have this bad train of thought. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all, no matter what. No matter what circumstances look like. No matter. It's all good. God's got this. He knows better than we. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go. I'll get to run my mouth.
Ready? Go ahead. All right.
Oh.
Out of that grave, out of the
Compared to what we're gonna see.
Oh, that's exactly right.
That's it.
But just think. But
that's
look
right.
How many people that we have bought in here.
Amen.
Regardless to where they're at. Now look how many people that have lined this building right here.
Amen.
Look how many souls that this place have touched. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I know God is good at what He does. Amen. No matter where we're at.
That's right.
No matter what we're going through again. No matter what we're going through. That's the key word. Go through that. Get on with it. Don't hold it. You got to turn it loose. You got to turn it loose. Tell you what you do. You put you a pan in the oven or on a burner and reach and grab it, you'll turn that loose, won't you? Just the same way with what we're dealing with. Turn it loose. We can't handle our problems. Jesus is the answer. The God I love is the man. He knows how to deal with this kind of stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's go. Here's my favorite song, or one of them. Woo! I came to church to have fun this morning. Is that all right?
Of great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom His favor rests. So come and worship, do not be afraid, 'cause my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul. Magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things for me.
Now wait just a minute right here before we go on. When I was singing that just right there, first time it's ever been shown to me this way, the Lord said, now see, if you allow your soul to be shown through you, that opens the door for me to work through you. Amen. Ain't that awesome? Wow.
Good news of great joy for every woman and every man. this will be a sign to you. A baby born in Bethlehem. So come and worship. Do not be afraid. A company of angels. Glory in the highest. And on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid.
Oh, no.
My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. A child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, let every nation under heaven. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh, no,
my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul. Lord, he has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me.
Of his government, there will be no end. With his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on
a wonderful counselor,
and his name shall be
everlasting Father.
Ushers to come forth here. Sometimes I get carried away up here with what I'm doing, and I don't follow protocol, but to me that don't exist. Yes, sir, hold on.
All I'm thinking about when you talk about magnifying the Lord, in this case, when your kid is learning to magnify the Son, it starts a fire. Well, if you magnify the Son, S-O-N, it'll start a fire in the heart and soul of people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, man. Lord God, I just thank you for the offering today, Heavenly Father.
Woo!
Lord, we love you. And we know that when we give, that you're going to, we can't outgive you, Heavenly Father. So we know that every time we give our offering and our tithe in this place, Lord God, that you bless us mightily. It may not be monetarily, but you will be right there for us, Lord. So I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Of his government, there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on
a wonderful counselor,
and his name shall be
everlasting Father.
Father, yeah. my soul magnifies the Lord. This is why, guys. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
My soul magnifies the Lord.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Amen. You know, this morning, guys, when I was praying about what to do in here, I've got flesh on these old bones, and sometimes I want to buck the system. I'm like, why? Well, I flipped a page, and I looked at the music, and something said, you need to do this morning. And I didn't write it down. But I'm going to sing just a little bit of what it is. It says, I've got a made up mind, going to serve the Lord, whatever comes my way. I've got a made up mind, going to do His will each and every day. Won't look to the left, won't look to the right, no distractions of any kind. I'm gonna serve the Lord. I've got a made up mind.
Wow. What a word. Just another testament of what you're learning in here. Just another testament of what we can carry out and offer people. Amen. Just another testament of what we can pack around in our heart and when we get down or whatever the case may be. Hey, I know where I stand. I know where the Lord is in me, and I've got the rock. Amen. I'm good. Come on, Kenzie. Let's get on with it now. Gerald Rutherford wrote it off.
We waited for this day. We're gathered in Your name, calling out to You. Your glory like a fire, a waking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see You. Open up the floodgates of a mighty river flowing from Your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, Your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, You're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of my praise.
Open up the heavens,
open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of my praise.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Open up the heavens,
we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! You know, it's awesome to be able to come in here and get your praise on and just let the Lord know you love him. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. We have those privileges here in this country, and we don't take advantage of that enough. Thank you, ma'am. Shirley. Yes,
sir. Something else I saw in the last couple of weeks. More and more you'll see Jesus in the strangest places on things. Ellen, a couple weeks ago, had Lauren Daigle on there, and she sang Still Rolling Stones. And so you had a Christian singer singing a Christian song that's crossing over into pop and getting the message out there, and that's good to see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what I've seen here lately is you find, more, especially on the country music side, you find a lot of them guys is going back to Christianity. So that's a blessing. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm.